Let's just start there. Axios broke this story, Jonathan, with the exclusive suspected Chinese spy targeted California Democrats. And part of Swalwell's defense has been that he says it leaked by the Trump, either the president or his allies. It's just, it's interesting that that's the pushback here to this story. It's happening after the election.
I mean, it's risible. I mean, it'd be inappropriate for me to talk about my colleague's sourcing, but just use your common sense. Even Swalwell acknowledges that he first found out Axios was on this in 2019. I know my colleague, his timeline's wrong. He says July 2019. It's not July, but she's been working on this for more than a year. So just anyone who has any passing understanding of how Trump world works, do we really think that they put out some opposition research and then patiently wait a year beyond an election for the very well-respected China correspondent to report it out in a nuanced fashion? I mean, give me a break. It's completely absurd. The story is really important. It shows how the Chinese Communist Party operates inside this country. It shows how they infiltrate local politics, how they identify young, in some cases, soft targets, people who don't have a lot of staff around them, who don't have experience, who don't actually understand the tactics of the Chinese Communist Party, and then they follow them up. And they followed them in some cases. In Eric Swalwell's case, he has become a very, very powerful, important member of Congress with access to the nation's top secret. So it's a very important story just to understand how China is operating, and as you showed in that interview, right now in this country.